$10,343. And I guess both of them, I guess we're going to take them one at a time then. This is a directional sign. It's been placed there over for 2 years. The question was, could it meet the, could the setbacks be met, I believe, on the first one? So it was tabled on 316 to be looked at to see if it could. Am I correct in that, Madam Secretary?
I'm checking to see what she has here.
That's what I got on the notes here.
They have a note that it's only going to be 119 feet from the McDonald's sign, where I think it was explained it was going to meet the 300-foot distance, but
yeah, that's what they said
correct.
It would.
It was only 119 per the inspector.
119 feet away.
Mm-hmm, yeah, 119 feet distance. Yep.
Yeah, that's why we had left it open to find out. So it can't meet the 300 feet between signs, okay?
Did we hear this for variance or just special use? Because I see on the application the variance was scratched out.
Mine's actually got special use exception.
Well, it looks like they have both of them.
Well,
just
according
no
to many, minutes, it said variance and special use. It says for both in the minutes, however, the application had scratched out.
Oh, yeah, they're requesting a variance and special use exception. Right, for this special use exception for the premise sign, a variance from the setbacks, and that's what we questioned. Could they meet that 300 feet?
They weren't sure if they met the distances when they applied, so
right.
They kind of left it open-ended for that.
Yeah, but they weren't sure.
And then I think they got back to us the last meeting with the information, and for whatever reason, the board didn't act on it.
Mm-mm.
It was advertised for a special use exception and a variance from setback requirements.
Right.
Okay. It was advertised for both.
And they couldn't meet the setback then. 115 feet.
Right, and they need a 2-foot variance from the front yard, I think it is. The one she has marked as number 2, requesting a
2-foot front yard.
Yeah.
119 from McDonald's. All right, thank you. All right, gentlemen. Is there any further discussion? Any members have any questions to ask on that? Mr. Gabe?
You want it for 2 years, correct?
They want it for 2 years. It's been placed over 2 years. Mr. Workman?
They want it for 2 years or it's been there 2 years?
It's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's right, it's been placed on there for 2 years.
They want it for 2 more years or?
It's permanent.
No, I think it's not permanent. They went until they get to, I guess, especially so. No, it's been placed on that there for 2 years.
That's what I
think. I think they went on there until they can at least get some more of those, to sold it. Needs a directional sign.
You can stipulate that with a special use.
You can, sure. Yeah, I think there's subdivisions that are down the road you can't see from 24. I think that was what they were wanting to advertise.
They wanted a directional sign until they could get them in there and get them.
They can always come back for renewal with. Whatever
time limit
you give them isn't enough.
Right. Yeah, I could work with that if you had a time frame or something on there with it. Because they are back there. I've been down there and looked at them. And the way it is right now, anything you can do to help, I guess, with you.
Bud
can
put that in his tickler.
I'm sorry?
Bud can put that in his tickler.
Yeah. Okay. All right, gentlemen.
And they've been there 2 years, is that correct?
Yeah, they've been placed there for 2 years now already. Or over 2 years. I don't know exact how much over, but been there for over 2 years up to this hearing he came in with.
How long can you keep requesting?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
Yeah, I think they'll keep coming back. as long as there's a reason for it, I suppose. I assume they only want it until they get, you know, fairly well sold out, but that may be a while.
Sure.
So you get it 2 years at the max, then?
I don't have my file to hook up the section. I don't know if it's one of those that's limited to five or not, but...
But could we give them like 2 years and they come back and reapply?
Yeah, you can give them something less than that.
Like that, or a year.
Two sounded reasonable, and that's...
Yeah.
Most subdivisions used to sell out a lot quicker than that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But with the economy way it is, it's be hard on... Well, I have no problem with that, but that'd be place it there for a period of just 2 years, and if they're not, they could come back and reapply. How's that, Mr. Bell? Okay, gentlemen, then I would entertain the motion then. For 2 years.
Chairman, in the case of 10,343, I believe I would make a motion that we approve. I don't believe it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties for a period of 2 years.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 10,343 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next is case number...